Ontarians head to the polls to elect the next provincial government on Thursday, February 27, just 3 days from today. Toronto, Danforth is a provincial riding in Toronto's East End that encompasses Leslieville, Riverside, Riverdale, the Danforth's Greek town and parts of East York. Provincially, it has been represented by the NDP since its creation in 1999. Incumbent Peter Taubuns has been the MPP for the riding since 2006. Federally, it flips between the Liberal Party of Canada and the NDP. It is currently held by Liberal MP Julie DeBrusson. Here's who voters in Toronto, Danforth can choose from on their ballot this election. NDP candidate Peter Taubuns. Before entering provincial politics, NDP incumbent Peter Taubuns was a city councillor and the executive director of Greenpeace Canada. During his 19 years in the legislature, Taubuns has held a suite of opposition critic positions, often focused on energy and climate change files. He has sponsored bills that aim to ban fracking and to increase climate change liability on the oil and gas industry. He also wants to create a public health action plan to deal with the impacts of climate change on Ontarians' health. In the 2022 election, Taubuns beat his Liberal rival by 13,650 votes. The NDP's Toronto-specific campaign platform pledges to provide more funding for the TTC, build provincially funded affordable housing projects and upload homeless shelter costs to Queen's Park. NDP leader Marit Stiles has said an NDP government, if elected, would reverse the closure of the Ontario Science Centre and cancel the plan to let Austrian firm Therm build a spa at Ontario Place. Liberal candidate Connor Terrace. The Liberals are running Connor Terrace, a former competitive sport kayaker. Terrace was a silver medalist with the Canadian men's kayaking team at the 2011 Pan American Games. As an LGBTQ+ athlete, Terrace has advocated against homophobia in sport. He holds an MBA from Queen's University and has had a career in business development. He lives in Leslieville. In business, I worked tirelessly to create opportunities for others to succeed, Terrace said in a promotional video. Now I'm ready to take that same energy and commitment to Queen's Park to build a community where every family has the opportunity to thrive. The Liberals' campaign is focused on improving Ontario's healthcare system. Leader Bonnie Crombie has also pledged to install safety doors on TTC subway platforms. PC candidate Adam Ritkovsky. The PC party is running recent University of Guelph graduate Adam Ritkovsky. According to an online profile, Ritkovsky graduated with a BA in political science in 2024 and has interned for the Conservative Party of Canada. At the University of Guelph, he ran unsuccessfully for student president in 2023, finishing second. He was president of the university's campus Conservatives, however. The PC party is pledging to build a tunnel under Highway 401 to reduce traffic congestion, remove bike lanes on Toronto streets, and secure the economy and Ontario jobs in the face of tariff threats from U.S. President Donald Trump. Green candidate Orlando Wright. The Green Party is running Orlando Wright, who has lived in the riding for most of his life. In a candidate bio, Wright said he is passionate about the environment, human rights, affordability, transit access, urban planning and democracy. He also expressed concern about the rise in hate towards Toronto's LGBTQ+ community and increased racism in the city. The Green Party is campaigning on building affordable rental housing, increasing housing density and starting a universal basic income program. The Liberals, NDP and Greens have all pledged to double Ontario disability support program rates for disabled Ontarians, many of whom live in poverty. Visit Elections Ontario's website to find out where to vote in Toronto, Danforth on Thursday, February 27.